The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
I mentioned that we were going to speak imminently to two ambassadors to Ireland, the Belgian ambassador, Pierre-Emmanuel Dubao. I spoke to him a few minutes before coming on air, a little bit earlier this afternoon. Take a listen to what he had to say.
Well, we certainly have questions about the transparency and the clarity of the measures. We don't have any detailed information in relation to the scientific criteria and data that are at the basis of the decision to include Belgium. And we don't have information on the parameters to remove a country from the list either. So there's a real problem there, is that we don't know why exactly, on scientific terms, the measure was taken. So we met together with the other EU embassies, with ministers and officials here, and we remain in close contact with them, trying to resolve this and to get the data first, to get the data and the criteria to be removed from the list, second. And third, we really hope that we all countries will be will get off the list as soon as possible.
A Belgian ambassador to Ireland, Pierre-Emmanuel Dubao, speaking to me a little bit earlier this afternoon. Joining me on the line now is the French ambassador to Ireland, Vincent Guiron. Ambassador, you're very welcome to the Hard Shoulder. Do you share the concerns of your Belgian and Italian counterparts who we've heard from today on this station?
Thank you, Kieran. Yes, certainly. Certainly, we obviously also coordinate closely together. But firstly, let me tell you that we certainly recognize a huge challenge for the government, for all European governments. And we believe, by the way, as members of the European Union, that we are stronger together and that we should coordinate our approach as much as possible. And as a matter of fact, France has not imposed any restriction within the EU. We do have for non-EU travelers. But in this case, you really consider that this kind of blanket measure, mandatory quarantine is too harsh and deserves exception. I and other colleagues also said we have so many nationals here who actually live on both sides of the border. They have in the EU developed a life on both sides. They have severe illness treatment for cancer, for heart disease. In France, for example, now they have to attend funerals in France, etc. There's shared custody for children. And all these people now are coming to us and say, what do? We are desperate. So what we would really expect from the government is look at a kind of exception mechanism. Currently, the only way is to go to court. We would really consider that there should be a mechanism, a kind of ombudsman, where people with a real reason to travel can appeal and can be waived from this quarantine. And secondly, we, like my Belgian colleague, we believe that this has to be lifted as soon as possible, as a matter of weeks and not months.
So, Ambassador, it sounds like your criticism, is the same as the criticism we heard from your Belgian counterpart, that there's just a lack of clarity around quite a few things. There's a lack of clarity around exceptions and how exceptions are decided. As you said, it seems to be just the court deciding them on a daily basis. And there's no clarity about how France or Belgium or Italy or any other country gets off the list.
Yes, well, we understand it's based on the scientific facts, which we do not challenge, but we would prefer to know the threshold, to know precisely A, why we've been put on the list, and B, how to be removed of the list. And more generally, there is a matter of understanding that Ireland may be an island, but there are so many people here living cross border, and you cannot just ignore this. And it's important to take into account their life and their essential need to travel.
Is this a concern that other countries? I mentioned the French and the Belgians and the Italians speaking in this station today. The European Commission as well have contacted the government. I mean, is there a degree of head scratching going on in capitals all around Europe as to the Irish approach?
Well, I'm sure there is. This point will be discussed also on Tuesday in the General Defence Council. There is a specific point, like every month, on how to tackle together the pandemic. And here, I really think we have two approaches together. And as I said, when Germany, Italy, or other countries, neighbouring France, have introduced measures, we didn't on the French side, but we really asked for specific schemes for a cross-border population. And in a way, that's what we're asking here for Ireland. We are not, we don't have a land border, but nevertheless have people who, again, live on a kind of cross-border way, and this has to be taken into account. So yes, this will be discussed at European level. We look forward, and we look forward to finding a solution quickly.
Well, we appreciate your time today on The Hard Shoulder. The French ambassador to Ireland, Vincent Guiron. Before him, we also spoke to the Belgian ambassador, Pierre-Emmanuel Debau.